Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So I'm dead. Survivors reveal how gunmen executed non-Muslims after asking them to name the Prophet Muhammad's mother. That's out of the Daily Mail. 68 dead, over 250 wounded, and the police say that they've stormed most of the mall complex and believe that they have rounded out the Al-Qaeda forces. And we have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us at the bottom of the hour. Before he even wrote an article this morning, I knew to call him to set him up for the show last night because I knew what his analysis on this would be because he's been following it. Obama, through different family members, cousins, and half-brothers, is running the jihadi invasion and takeover of North Africa and the Middle East out of Kenya. This came out a month ago in our broadcast. WorldNet Daily's been covering it. And we now are getting a very clear picture of exactly the plan they've got. Separately, and this is up on Infowars.com right now, two stories. Saudi Arabia threatens to end career of AP reporter over chemical weapons story. Remember, it was that report that we then magnified that went international days before the strike that was happening on that Saturday a few weeks ago that was the straw that broke the camel's back and made them back off from not doing the bombardment to back the Al-Qaeda forces attacking Syria. And the report was is that Bandar bin Sultan, Saudi prince, former ambassador of the U.S., head of Saudi Arabian intelligence, the intel was, and this has now come out in the Russian news as well, that he was behind the chemical weapons transfers. Now, you can imagine he's pretty mad. We've had reporters before in D.C. filming, and a limo will drive by, and people will stop and jump out and run over and say, this is a Saudi Arabian vehicle. You don't aim cameras at us. And the police will follow their orders and take your footage. I've never seen our country roll over more than they do to the Saudi Arabian royalty that just throws their billions around everywhere. And this is the new article also up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. CIA-linked vet who fought with Al-Qaeda released from jail on a $100 fine. I'm going to explain who Al-Qaeda really is and what Saudi Arabia is up to, because they are, people like to say it's Israel, and I'm not defending what Israel's doing, I've been critical of it, but really it's Saudi Arabia that's got the Shiite-Sunni thing going, and they are quarterbacking the deal. They're quarterbacking it, they've got the forces, just like they quarterback 9/11 for the globalist. And you keep seeing, whether it's Amber Lyon of CNN with Qatar and all these other governments paying off CNN so her reports don't air. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you. They've had local Muslim groups that are moderate pointing out what Saudi Arabia is up to, and people are found dead floating in the river down on Lake Austin. Lady Bird Lake is the new name of it. And one of my reporters, I'm not going to say their name, but it's one of our long-term reporters, was out with his girlfriend, and obviously he didn't have his phone, or we have video of this. His folks like to leave their phones behind and go out and have a fun time without worrying about it. And these guys get out of their car, sharp dressed, Saudi Arabian intelligence type, this happened yesterday, walk right over to him and keep filming him, saying, nice dog, nice, you know, nice wife, nice family, like right out of the movie. He described it as right out of the movies, The Untouchables, where the mafia comes up to Kevin Costner, who plays the part of a G-man. He goes, nice family, and they just kept saying that. And by the way, they followed him in there when they pulled up to park at the park to take their dogs out. And that's the exact type of stuff that goes on. They are very, very upset with us, so I'll just put that out there. We have the license plate number, though, and we're going to get that checked out to the proper sources and everything. So I'm going to have to find the nearest Saudi Arabian government facility, and I'm going to have to go knock on their door, I think, is what's going to happen here. We're going to have to really get on their back now.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 23rd day of September 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing, and we do need you to pray for this operation now more than ever. Dr. Jerome Corsi is reporting the headline, Did Americans Help Plot Kenyan Terror Attack? Al-Qaeda affiliate claiming responsibility actively recruits in the U.S. and is backed by Obama, I would add. Bob Fletcher, involved exposing Iran-Contra, is going to pop in for about 30 minutes with his take on the world. And then Deborah Traveras, that we were going to have on Friday, we got a scheduling issue with time zones, she'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Let me just stop right here, because I got hit like a ton of bricks this morning driving into work with exactly how incredibly serious the global situation is, and how InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and my news organization and what we do is right dead center in the middle of world events. Now, I don't say that from a position of, oh, I'm on a power trip, and oh, look how important we are. It's the opposite. I don't like it, but it's my duty. It is incredibly dangerous. And it just really clicked in to my mind a whole bunch of facts, a whole bunch of pieces, and wasn't fear so much as it was bracing concern. Almost like you're about to go over a wall in World War One at Gallipoli, in Turkey, and there's a machine gun nest on the other side about to open fire on you. And you're going over the wall, and you're going to face it. And it was the realization that we're all going over the wall together as well, and that the world is aligning for history to be made on so many fronts. And it's going to be the good and the bad and the people in the middle that are going to decide the future of humanity right now. But it was clicking. Dan Bedondi, our reporter on the East Coast, has now uploaded us the videos. He went and investigated the Navy Yard shooting and has eyewitnesses of incredibly over-the-top, hardcore stuff. And so we've got that information that I've got simmering and getting ready to break. You've got Dan Bedondi at three separate press conferences bringing up false flag, the drill, and photos of the security contractors out there. There was a drill. That's been confirmed. They don't want it discussed. They sent Secret Service over. The president was nowhere around. They had him there to threaten him at the second and third press conferences and get in his face. This was on video in national news, threatening him, grabbing on him, and he stood his ground. And then later he was threatening a lot of other stuff. Then I realized we broke the AP reporter who was reporting for a news site out of Minnesota. They reported for BBC, you name it. But reporting for the news site, Mint Press out of Minnesota, that Saudi Arabian intelligence, and this was witnessed by other reporters as well that also reported it, that Saudi Arabian intelligence gave the chemical weapons to the rebels and that they launched them to obviously then be able to blame Assad so that they could get the red line crossed so a NATO bombardment could start. And I realized it was Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because I don't like to give ourselves credit. It's everybody together. This is not the type of credit you want, by the way. This is like being a lead bomber flying in over, a major industrial site in World War II. You're going to be getting shot at, ladies and gentlemen. You're who they all train their sights on. And it clicked. I mean, I already knew this, but it all clicked. Wait a minute. We're the ones that took that and magnified that. And that probably stopped, in fact, it's credited by many sites and sources and governments, at derailing the imminent attack and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs going to Obama's house, the White House, at midnight saying, don't do this, the entire military's against you, doing this, and everybody knows we're funding Al-Qaeda, and this is a PR disaster, you got to go to Congress. All of that was clicking, and the fact that we are magnifying Dr. Jerome Corsi and others who were saying, get ready for a staged Islamic terror in Kenya. That's where Obama is running the operations out of. And then the head of Al-Qaeda came out 2 weeks ago and said, attack shopping malls, attack people on the street, all over the world, attack Christians. It's happening in Kenya, Pakistan now. Wait for it in Europe, the U.S. Then Obama will use that as a diversion and a reason to take our liberties. We broke all that, and I just had the realization we actually get what's going on, and we haven't been arrogant about the fact that we've got our ear to the ground and really know what we're talking about and have specialized in, for myself for 18 years tracking how this stuff really works. And it's really creepy and scary. And by scary just to have the knowledge. And scary to be so alone that other people don't understand the paradigm like we do. And that we've got all these governments and all these institutions and all these systems listening to us. And then we've got Saudi Arabian intelligence undoubtedly is hopping mad that they're the ones quarterbacking the forces out of Turkey and Israel and Jordan and Iraq. It's Saudi Arabia funding on record. I mean, that's what Kerry said, but we already knew that. The entire operation, basically, against Syria, and they see it when you're against an illegal war funding al-Qaeda to attack and take that country over. They see it as you're at war with them when you're not going along with their program. And that's why one of my reporters has a little consternation about me putting his name in it because it's just so weird, but he's happy to actually go public. He probably will, but he didn't have his phone with him. His girlfriend didn't. And they go out to walk their dogs at the lake, and these guys follow them in, get out, you know, fancy-dressed Arab guys. Sounds just like Saudi Arabian intelligence. And start saying, nice family, nice dog, you know, just videotaping them for like 5 minutes, looking at them, an obvious threat, like right out of a movie with the mafia. And then he was so mad that he didn't have, you know, a way to tape it, but he did get their license plate number. And then they left when they left. And this happened to me years ago with U.S. military type guys, you know, with like in a Target parking lot or the TV station parking lot, would come over and basically tell me, don't plan anything violent. You know, we'll take you out. Our team's watching you. And it was the same. And I was like, what are you talking about? Were you guys told I'm planning something violent? Because whoever told you that's a liar. And if you're trying to intimidate me, oh, I'm not going to get into what I told them. You can imagine. The point is that and then it was, oh, we're just friends. Now the military listens. They're awake. They know what's going on. They're our listeners. That doesn't happen anymore. But the point, I had an FBI agent show up one time. I had him here many times, and Secret Service and ATF and state police and, you know, sending provocateurs in to try to give us documents that are illegal to have. And just it's ongoing. We don't really talk a lot about this, folks, but I mean, I live in the middle of a spy movie. But I instantly, when he identified what they were driving, how they acted, because we've run into them before, Saudi Arabian intelligence, because they're the ones that are authorized to operate here domestically. And or they may have been Arabic Israelis, but they, from what I heard, it was from the way it was described, Saudi Arabian type. And they're the ones most angry right now, threatening this AP reporter. This has now been confirmed. They've gone public, telling him you better retract this or your career is over and more. Pretty much a threat. Other reporters, I mean, do you think they're happy that we exposed that they're given chemical weapons? The evidence is overwhelming to al-Qaeda forces. Do you think they're happy that now everybody from Rand Paul to Ron Paul to Rush Limbaugh to Pat Buchanan is saying false flag? But that's the good news, and that's what I want to say to the Saudi Arabian intelligence. The Turks, the Israelis, the French, NATO, everybody. What you're doing is evil. It's wrong to put al-Qaeda in there to kill all the Christians and everybody. I get your enemies with them in Iran. I'm not part of this. I'm a moral person that doesn't like what you're doing and doesn't like al-Qaeda being used to take my liberties as well. And I don't want to be part of this clash of civilizations that PNAC wrote up, that you guys think you're going to ride to heaven, you know, ride to Valhalla, ride to paradise, where you're going to play everybody off against each other. The Wahhabists are giving the Middle East, North Africa, and Eastern Europe, and Central Asia, and then they do the deal to menace the West with their operatives so the West can take everybody's liberties here. I mean, we know your plan. We're aware of it, and you've already failed. So you can do to us whatever you want, and you obviously know not to come messing with me because it's not going to do anything. And thank God you don't pull that with me. Because I'm sure you have access to intelligence files. You know what I've done to people before that have come and got in my face and actually put a hand on me. And that's fine. I'm not afraid of you. You need to get that through your head. And if I do get killed or any of my family gets killed, Saudi Arabian intelligence is number one suspect, and I want it looked into. And I've already been on the phone this morning, okay? And it's all getting picked up by the NSA, CIA, and everybody else. And by the way, there are a lot of good people in the government, and a lot of people in the military that know what I'm talking about is real. And I'm on the front line here for this republic. I am on the front line trying to defend all of our freedoms. And we are getting the story out that our government runs al-Qaeda. And they are hopping mad. So pray for us right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, this is the real deal. And we're only going to turn the heat up. This is what life's all about, doing the right thing. And we wouldn't have the enemy coming after us if we weren't absolutely beating them. And here's the good news. Paradigm's already out. I've already done my mission. I intend to continue on. But we have already gotten the transmission out. They're really upset knowing when they pull new stuff, we're going to be there properly analyzing it and giving people what really happened, the intel.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food. And everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing. Manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up. We all need to come to the realization that our nation is being deindustrialized. They are trying to make the American people a domesticated, permanent peasant class. This process is accelerating. And I want to be clear, too, that I've known a lot of Saudi Arabians that I've interviewed and from college and things. I'm not demonizing Saudi Arabia, the country. Just like when I criticize things that Israel's up to, I'm not criticizing people in Israel. Or if I criticize the British government, I'm not criticizing the people of England. I'm criticizing the out-of-control security services of this country that are on record now threatening members of the press. Saudi Arabian government threatens to end career of AP reporter over chemical weapons story. That's up on Infowars.com. Journalists who expose how rebels were behind August 21st attack faces intimidation. Yeah, Amber Lyon got forced out of CNN. She'd won, what, three Emmys for news? And then she's over there in the Middle East showing the Wahhabist and showing the corrupt Sunni governments murdering their own Muslim population en masse that dare criticize their corruption. And then she learns that hundreds of thousands of dollars per episode were being paid, $400,000 in one case, to shut down her reports. This isn't our own government paying for fake news. This is foreign governments doing it. So it fits the entire MO. And imagine you're out there with your girlfriend and your dogs, and they just keep videotaping you. Nice family, nice dog. What do you mean? You know what I mean. Nice, nice family. Yeah, well, the nice family's packing heat, so whatever, buddy. It's a two-way street in this world. And here's how it works, just like the Alamo. You strike me down, everybody knows, okay? And that's how it works. And that's fine. Because you know what waters the Tree of Liberty. The blood of patriots and tyrants. So, not all Americans have rolled over to the New World Order. Not all Americans are afraid of every gang that's out there. That's all these governments are, the UN and corporations and countries. They're gangs. And Saudi Arabia has had trillions of dollars of oil money to do whatever it wants and to go around pushing everybody around. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm telling you, folks, I learned this a decade ago. You criticize Saudi Arabia, instant problems. You put something on YouTube about Saudi Arabia, your sites take, I mean, it's bam, 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 bam. Worse than the communist Chinese that are censoring our movies, everything. It's big time, ladies and gentlemen. Our government is a whorehouse wide open for any foreign group to come in and do whatever it wants. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I will not sit here and watch our government openly fund al-Qaeda to murder Christians and Muslim minorities en masse. Here's the headline out of the Daily Mail today, ladies and gentlemen, about Christians being lined up and killed in that mall, asked if they were Christians. And people would say, oh, no, I'm a Muslim. And they'd say, okay, who's the Prophet Muhammad's mother? And if they didn't know, men, women, and children, 68 of them, they blew their heads off, shot over 250 people. This is the type of garbage we're talking about. And Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be joining us to break this down. And clearly, the White House is involved running the radical groups out of Kenya, all over the Saudi Arabia. Dr. Corsi broke all this a month ago on this very broadcast. How they're running the entire jihad operation out of Kenya with his half-brother and Odinga and others, ladies and gentlemen. This is a plan carving up the world, and they think Americans are going to roll over. And they hate the fact that we still got guns. All these foreign governments, the UN, all these mafias, they hate the fact that we're not scared and we're all armed to the teeth and we're getting more guns and we know how to use them better than they do. They absolutely hate the fact we're now identifying them. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen, and no more does it creep around in the shadows. It all comes out in the open now. It all comes out in the open. All these special interests, from Goldman Sachs to J.P. Morgan to the British government to the Israeli government, the Saudi Arabian government, the German government, the UN, all these third world dictatorships want our guns, our freedom, because they want our military to do their bidding. All these special interests. What about the American people having a special interest? What about the middle class having a special interest? What about us demanding our Bill of Rights and our Constitution back, and that we know about the mafia that seized our country, and we're done playing games with it, and we're not backing off ever, and we're committed to the fight no matter what comes? That's what it takes to stand against tyrants. That's what our forebears had in them, and that's why we had so much freedom compared to other countries. And we weren't perfect by a long shot, but they spent all day in the corporate-controlled press demonizing this republic, going after it, telling you how bad it is, because it's a threat to them. when it's 10 times better than all these other countries. We were once exceptional. Now we're unexceptional. Or we're exceptional in tyranny because we've been occupied. We've been captured by globalists, by a collection of mafias and scum. And then we're done. We're done. We're not your slaves. Get off our back. Get out of our face. America, work towards peace. Pray for peace. But
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Either with the Republic or against it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here. I want to break down briefly geopolitically what's happening. You have a lot of special interest, like the oil companies that are deeply in bed with Saudi Arabia and the jihadists, using them as proxy armies to overthrow areas in the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia, and into Eastern Europe. The corporations are using them as a new form of colonialism to create a new caliphate. And I wasn't sophisticated enough in the last decade when people said this. I thought, oh, that's just propaganda for all these wars. I knew the government was working with al-Qaeda, letting them attack us so they could take liberties. But now I realize, reading the Project for New American Century again, that I didn't understand it. When they say clash of civilizations, they're going to divide the world up with the jihadist, Wahhabist Muslims out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries. They're going to bring down every other nation over there. That's why Mubarak had to be sacrificed. They tried to turn Egypt over to them. Saudi Arabia acts like they're for their brothers and they're going to give money to prop up Egypt. It's the opposite. You've got Israel thinking they're taking out their enemy, Iran, by going after Syria. They're involved. You've got Turkey. You've got NATO. You've got France. This is pure evil. And you've got the defense contractors and companies that just want more war zones to dump more money into no-bid contracts. You've got a whole bunch of special interests that want this, except the British governments could see where this goes in the future. And losing all credibility, losing all moral high ground, and the fact that the public has woken up that Al-Qaeda is now almost completely run by the West and funded and controlled. All this is now coming out. And the Joint Chiefs and the chairman, who was known for being pretty hawkish, went to Obama and said, you got to stop. The military's going to mutiny over the fact that we're funding Al-Qaeda and we're training them at these bases in Jordan that's been going on for 2.5 years. So Obama had to come out and give a speech to hide in plain view what was already happening, hoping the military, once it was public, would think, well, it must be okay because they're publicly admitting it. See, just like they inoculated publicly saying torture is good. You understand that? So people will think, well, it's okay, we're ordered to torture. They're admitting it on TV. This is a tactic. Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi was with us last month from WorldNetDaily.com, best-selling author, former consultant at the State Department, Harvard, a graduate in economics, political science, you name it. Very smart guy, has his ear to the ground, inside the D.C. power structure. He knows what he's talking about. I want to get his take to concur if I'm wrong or right or to add to this, but I knew last night to call him to get him on briefly today because I instantly saw what this was. He said a month ago they're running the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda groups money laundering out of Kenya. The documents were coming out in the Arab press. They were translating it at World Net Daily over. We were covering it at InfoWars as well, InfoWars.com, WND.com, had all the news. And sure enough, here is his article from yesterday. Did Americans help plot Kenyan terror attack? Al-Qaeda affiliate claiming responsibility actively recruits in the U.S. Here's our InfoWars.com article. Saudi Arabia threatens to end career of AP reporter over chemical weapons story. And there's all these other reporters saying the same thing. And the videos being uploaded by the jihadis and the U.N. finding that it was the jihadis. None of that's in the news right now. Because the head of Al-Qaeda 2 weeks ago called for soft targets to be hit, Christian targets, Pakistan, Kenya, places they can hit, they're hitting. Doesn't mean our government's giving them the orders. Our government has criminals in it that help fund these groups. The jihadis on the ground are real, folks. But now it becomes a political diversion. To quantify this, this is so big. Then one of my top reporters is out with his girlfriend. And he's been here years, and nothing like this ever happened to him. And I've had this happen to me before in D.C. Saudi Arabian-type intelligence folks in the fancy car pull up, in the sports jackets, walk over with cameras going, nice family. His family wasn't with him. Just his girlfriend. And he's divorced and has kids, has a girlfriend for many years. Videotaping him going, nice family, nice dog. Obviously threatening for 5 minutes. He hadn't brought his phone with him because they were just down at the park with the dogs. This is the kind of stuff like right out of a movie, and we've talked to reporters who don't want to go on air. We have some here in this new article today who have gone on record. A lot of people are getting threatened. We have sources in Syria, Christians that won't come on now, that have been on the news because they've been death threatened, they said, by Saudi Arabian intelligence that's quarterbacking the whole deal. Now, I want to see from Dr. Corsi if I'm correct from my analysis, Saudi Arabia's quarterbacking this. Looks to me like perfect timing to turn the jihadis loose in that mall. Now the New York PD saying give up your rights, checkpoints, because of the mall attack. Obama is blaming the Fort Hood shooting on American gun owners, saying that's not terror. 2 years, it turned out, for 2 years they were in intelligence briefings. The CIA was tracking Major Hassan getting orders from Al-Qaeda, and the same head of Al-Qaeda that said attack the U.S. 2 weeks ago were Christian targets. So it appears Obama is activating his jihad, not just in the Middle East or North Africa, but getting ready to activate it in other areas. And again, they know the public can't differentiate Sunni from Shiite, And so in this war, they're going to use this to bring in domestic martial law. That's my big concern. And now we know the larger story. Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, joins us. We're going to have him back up for a full hour soon on his new book that's already becoming a bestseller, Who Really Killed Kennedy? A very powerful book. I've already read half of it. Just got it last week. Doc, you heard me go over those points. And then I realized, other than us and InfoWars, you at WorldNet Daily and others, I know, have been the ones breaking this. And as fantastical as it appears, is it as bad as it looks to me, sir?
I think you're correct, Alex. I think you're right on. I mean, let's just dissect a little bit of this Kenya violence. First of all, you got to understand that the Somalis, remember, the Somalis are the warlord, kind of unlawful, unruled country that we invaded when the Black Hawk downed during the Clinton. That's Somalia. Somalia has been having Muslim terrorists pour into Kenya since Obama took office. I mean, I reported going back into 2007 when Obama was running for office, you remember that Odinga, who was the tribal clansman, and of course we've got tribal relations in Kenya that are very important. The tribal kinsman, Odinga, signed an agreement with the Muslims in Kenya, the National Muslim Leaders Forum, NAMLEF, in 2007, that if Odinga, who was then running for president, were supported by the Muslims, when Odinga got in, he would do everything he could, including revising the Constitution, to favor Islam.
And Obama advised him, as your book broke down with the emails, on how to stage riots so they give him a prime ministership instead of the presidency when he lost. So bottom line, I should have quantified this. This is basically Obama behind jihadis connected to this attack. This is unbelievable.
And it was Obama's plan that when Odinga lost the presidential election at the end of 2007, these riots, which were against the majority tribe and the Kikuyu in Kenya, which Odinga, on behalf of the Luo, which is Obama's tribe, were raising. This was also fueling the open avenue for jihadists to pour into Kenya, because Odinga was the Islam-supported candidate in that election. And if you recall, remember they burned Christians and churches, the Luo did, and on behalf of Odinga.
So they're using al-Qaeda worldwide as the proxy war to take over all these countries in North Africa and now into Kenya, as you predicted 6 years ago, as Dr. Tarpley predicted in the Obama deception. This has been a plan. You have all the documents. How do they think they're going to get away with this?
And I want to get one more point on the record, too, because remember, Odinga lost the election in 2007, but he became co-head of state. Remember, he became prime minister, and that was arranged by Obama, together with Kofi Annan and the UN. They intervened, and they got Odinga made to be prime minister. Odinga then went and engineered this new Kenyan constitution, which, again, I reported on. Obama supported this with money. We're using U.S. foreign aid money to support the constitution being passed in Kenya. And the new constitution included additional rights for Islam, including rights to be ruled under Sharia law. The whole constitutional revision in Kenya was an open door to Somali terrorists to pour in to the country, and it was engineered by Obama working with Odinga to re-engineer the constitution of Kenya.
What is the master plan? Because you said a month ago here, and you showed the court documents and the articles out of Egypt, and now it's happening that they're running the whole operation, the whole takeover, the money laundering out of Kenya.
That's right. Obama's brother, his half-brother, Malik, and this has now come out verified by the Egyptian government, one of the heads of the Constitutional Court, that Malik Obama was running money for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and also running money for a terrorist organization out of northern Sudan, another terrorist state. Now, I've also reported and can confirm The criminal charges have been filed in Kenya, in Egypt, under Malik Obama in Kenya. There's a subpoena out for him right now. The Egyptians, authorities are seeking Malik to bring him, the brother of Obama, to bring him to justice in Kenya for working with terrorists to manage money for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and the Sudan, Northern Sudan terrorists, this Islamic Dawa organization that Malik also runs the money for. Now, people have got to understand about Kenya, that Kenya has been predominantly a Christian country. I've been personally in the mall that's under attack in Kenya. I was there. It's a very beautiful open-air mall, and it's very vulnerable to a terrorist attack. The jihadis who are in Kenya today were invited in, open door, Obama Odinga, inviting them in from Somalia. They're known to be terrorists, and some of them are also recruited from the United States.
Doctor, let me stop you there because this is a selfish question. I'm breaking this. You're breaking this. Drudge has been breaking some of it.
Yes.
Some talk radio. Glenn Beck, to his credit, has been covering it some. We're all in this together now. That's when I really figured this out. I mean, this is not about being writers or being on TV or radio. This is about survival for this country at this point. I'm beginning to think this is a double cross. They're going to turn everything over to radical Muslims. And I've got reporters, not just my crew, but we're talking reporters who are actually being threatened by Saudi Arabian intelligence in Europe and the Middle East. And now I've got reporters, stuff out of movies, where guys get around them and start saying, you know, video them saying, nice family. And I just thank God it didn't happen to me because I'd have got really mad. Have you been threatened? What is your security like? I mean, what do you think of our reports of Saudi Arabia threatens to end career of AP reporter? I mean, it looks, I'm getting sick of this.
I think it's accurate. I think what you're reporting is correct. I also think you're ahead of the curve and correct. We've reported it on WND as well, but the Saudis are behind the Islamic jihadists. The Saudis are funding and are supporting Al-Qaeda. These are wars that are largely over oil. They're over the price of oil. I agree with you there, too, Alex.
Well, why are they so mad at us then?
Well, because, see, Obama has carried the water for the Al-Qaeda. It started in Kenya before Obama was elected. When Obama and Odinga made this pact with the radical Islamists in Kenya that was going to allow Al-Qaeda to come in the door through Somalia into Kenya, a predominantly Christian country. And when the violence occurred in Kenya, they called it tribal violence, which Odinga was using to gain power without reporting the Islamic nature of terrorism of this violence.
So Obama is lowering the drawbridge from Egypt to Syria to Kenya to Libya to Central Asia to everywhere to bring in Al-Qaeda. This is high treason. What do we do?
Well, and we also, and Alex, you can connect the dots. You also reported, we've reported, this is what Ambassador Stevens was doing coming into Benghazi before he was ambassador. He was running guns to Al-Qaeda and Islamic jihadists backed by Saudi Arabia to destabilize Gaddafi. The same way Obama welcomed in Morsi, who was elected president after the so-called Arab Spring, which was nothing about destabilizing Northern Africa in favor of Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabian forces are behind this because Saudi Arabia wants to control the price of oil. Saudi Arabia does not want any challenge on that, including, you know, a pipeline in the United States, which Obama is against, including a war on coal, which Obama is running. You got to understand the Saudis have managed to get the price of oil under Obama to over $100.
That's right. For those that don't know this, the Saudis are the biggest funders of shutting off the fact that we're coal rich. Well, of course, they don't want us having access to our own power. And I'm sick of being like, America is colonized by all these corrupt special interests. It's disgusting.
And they want to limit, the Saudis want to limit the amount of petroleum on the world market. They also want to eliminate the Shiites in Iran and would be happy to force us into a false flag war, CIA-supported war in Syria in order to go after Assad, who the United Nations has not said was the cause of the chemical weapons attack.
Sir, how big is it that the military is listening to you and I and others, and that the Joint Chiefs went and told Obama no? How big is that?
I think it's huge. I think the military is listening to you, Alex. They're reading WND. The military is realizing that their lives have been put in harm's way again on lies, on, you know, there were no weapons of mass destruction that we found with Saddam Hussein. You know, even going back to Gulf 91, fighting for Kuwait. Yes, Kuwait was very important to the Saudis, but Kuwait was not of national security significance. Kuwait was never going to attack the United States, or Saddam Hussein was never going to attack the United States with taking over Kuwait. But it was very important to the Saudis, and it proposed the need for false flags in wars which are going on today in Syria. And this is because, again, it would be the interest of the Saudis to see Assad gone, because Assad is an ally of Iran.
So of all these interests that want to bring down Syria and carve it up, is Saudi Arabia, they admit they're the ones paying for it.
They're paying for it the same way they're paying for Al-Qaeda. They're paying for Al-Qaeda to destabilize Libya, Egypt, and now Kenya. They want Al-Qaeda to destabilize the entire world in Middle East and in Africa.
That's this is so unbelievable. This is so incredible. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give him the floor in the final segment to ask him, how are things going for Obama? Where is this fight going? What does he expect next? I feel a false flag. I see that as their trick. We'll be right back.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've been clear since day one. I'm not on the side of Assad. I don't like dictatorships. But compared to what's being put in, he's obviously better, just like Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. And I was just talking to Dr. Corsi during the break about all the Saudi Arabian intelligence crawling all over D.C. They've threatened our reporters before, just filming in public, come over and turn that off, and the cops follow their orders. And Saudi Arabia, again, is somebody you never hear about because they're right in the middle of it. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, I've got you in this segment, the next. Another guest is coming up. I appreciate your time. You've got the floor. Where is this going? How is Obama doing? How crippled is he? What do you expect to see come next? And how do we stop these people? How do we get back on a course to sanity?
Well, you got to remember, Alex, Obama's just their current agent in place. Obama's just doing the bidding for the Saudis. He's following his orders. Remember, connect the dots to in the Saudis. Remember that John Brennan, who heads our CIA, as far as I'm concerned, has quietly and secretly converted to Islam. I believe that about Brennan for a long time. Remember, Brennan was the guy whose security firm helped sanitize Obama's passport records before the 2008 election. The two guys who broke into the passport office to seize Obama's passport records worked for Brennan, and they never got picked up. They never got apprehended, and Brennan advances himself to head of the CIA, National Security Advisor in the White House, and Brennan has on the record many times as supporting jihadists, as supporting radical Islam. As far as I can tell, Brennan speaks fluent Arabic. He spent time excessively in the region. As far as I can tell, he's converted and might as well be considered to be heading our CIA as a pro-Wahhabiist supporting quietly friend, ally, promoter, puppet of the Saudis. And the false flag in Syria has already occurred. It was the chemical attack, and I published on WND the films of the rebels launching the attack of the chemicals, not the government. The UN has been over there twice now. The UN has never said or attributed responsibility to Assad. Yet you've got John Kerry out there promoting that Assad is guilty and pumping this false flag. It's the intent to send U.S. military into harm's way for a cause that is not in U.S. interest, but will support Al-Qaeda, jihadists, and other criminals that are funded by Saudi Arabia. That's the truth. That's how the dots connect.
Unfortunately, that's the only way they connect.
Americans are getting the point, Alex. I think you broadcast, we're working in WND diligently to get the information to the American people that we are Al-Qaeda. We've always been Al-Qaeda. Go back to the roots of the Bush family and the Bin Laden family tied together. I mean, even Michael Moore in his film was documenting the Bin Laden family connections with the Bush family connection.
Well, I've noticed this, Dr. Corsi. You can criticize anybody, but you go after Saudi Arabia, all hell breaks loose.
Go back to World War II when FDR met with the head of the Saudi family on a boat in the Mediterranean on his way to one of the early summits in World War II. And the deal was made that we were going to use our oil in World War II and the Saudis were going to back us up. We had Saudi Arabia oil connections going back to pre-World War II era. And if you trace it far enough, you'll find British Petroleum and Winston Churchill right in the middle of it with Iranian oil going back, to the conversion of the British Navy from coal to oil. This, so much of our new world order is based upon the politics of oil to benefit those few families, the Bush.
Stay there, stay there, back in 60.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.